Listen to this news. South Asian sweets break into global market, winning hearts across continents. South Asian traditional sweets transcending geographical boundaries, reaching destinations like Australia, the United States, and Canada. This venture marks a pivotal moment for exporters who navigated through rigorous examinations and logistical hurdles to place these milk-based perishables on the global stage. Recent consignments underscore an emerging opportunity within the sweetmeat industry, propelled by enthusiastic reception from international buyers. Expatriates from Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, and other regions of the subcontinent primarily indulge in these treats, with wholesalers playing a significant role in distributing them across various international outlets. A notable shipment by Riverain Fish and Food Processing Industries from Chittagong to South Asian Food in New York included traditional favorites such as Bogorer Doi, Kumiller Rashmalai, and Special Channer Misti, totaling over 2,614 kgs. This dispatch is part of a consistent endeavor to familiarize the international palate with these unique flavors. Entrepreneurs like Well Food and Sabjiana have joined this trend, exporting diverse sweet items such as sponge rishagala, kermohan, langcha, and sweet curd to markets in Australia and Canada. The export initiative extends beyond manufacturers, with exporters collaborating with local producers to assemble these overseas offerings. The export mechanism, facilitated by the Department of Agricultural Extension's Chittagong Seaport Station through phytosanitary certificates, ensures the sweets travel in reefer containers to preserve their quality. Despite challenges like the rising cost of raw materials and currency devaluation, the industry remains optimistic. Calls for regulatory support, subsidies, and policy backing aim to bolster the international footprint of these confections. Mohammad Shahjanan Chowdhury of Riverain Fish and Food Processing Industries highlights the growth potential by emphasizing the critical role of reaching a broader expatriate base. Syed Nazrul Islam of Well Group points out the challenge of maintaining frozen item standards as crucial, underlining the necessity for quality assurance to enable exports on a larger scale. As traditional sweets chart a course into non-traditional markets, the call for a dedicated authority for processed food certification becomes evident, aligning with practices abroad. With a positive reception from importers and a clear trajectory, the international foray of traditional sweetmeats not only overcomes logistical challenges but also showcases the global allure of these time-honored flavors, paving new paths for cultural exchange and economic growth. IMEX sector, Mexico tops China as US's main import source amid global trade realignment.